Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental, where I'm coming off my strategic planning with my board of directors and trustees. We had a great planning session, and we feel that we have a great vision for the next two decades. And as I've mentioned on prior shows, the Affordable Care Act has actually been a good thing for Northeast Delta Dental. We've been able to spread oral health coverage to thousands of individuals who have purchased on healthcare.gov. And then, of course, we also created a private exchange called DeltaDentalCoversMe.com, and another 5,000 New Hampshire residents have purchased coverage, oral health coverage, through DeltaDentalCoversMe.com. And of course, that's why we do things like Northeast Delta Dental Stadium to get the message out on oral health. And as well, today, June 20th, when this show airs, Saturday, June 20th at 9 o'clock, is also the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race. So as you listen to this show, I will be climbing up, literally in some cases. Very few people actually make it without stopping the whole 7.6 miles, because basically what you're doing, you're running up the auto road. Only about 7 or 8 people have ever done the Mount Washington Road Race in less than an hour, which means an 8-minute pace. So those of you that are in the running community know that an 8-minute pace on a flat course is pretty pedestrian. So you can imagine what the average runner does going up Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race. So I'm going to shoot for something, you know, less than 2 hours, and hopefully it works out. And of course, last week's show, we had Howie Wames on, and he did a great job explaining the history of the Mount Washington Road Race, which is actually the longest running road race in New Hampshire. Northeast Delta Dental Radio gives me an opportunity to focus on community partners and community organizations. And with me today is Tom Hassan, who will give me a great update on the Bridges House. But Tom, thank you for joining me this weekend, June 20th and 21st. I know that you've had a busy school year, so I'm sure you have better things to do than spend time with Tom Raffio, but thank you for doing so.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Tom.
It's great to have you. So tell us this before we get into the Bridges House, which is affectionately known as the governor's residence. Let's talk a little bit about your educational career, because I know that you're winding it down. And as you know, I'm chair of the State Board of Education. So in my high school yearbook, it said I wanted to be a teacher, and I'm really into education. So I admire the career you had. But why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. In fact, I share that enthusiasm about teaching ever since I was a little kid. I knew that that's what I wanted to do myself. And so for the past 26 years, I have been at Phillips Exeter Academy, and both the governor and I have lived there throughout that time. I've held a variety of jobs, including director of admissions, director of college counseling. I've been a math teacher, and for the past 6 years have been the head of school. So I'm finishing up my time there and have enjoyed every minute of it. It's one of those places where you live and work and teach, and it's a total immersion, and it's been a wonderful place for us.
And you see students grow and develop, and then they come back as adults. It must make you feel really good when they come back.
It does. It does. And having been around that long, I've really seen them come back with their own children. In fact, I've taught one of the children of someone I've taught many years ago. So
that's when you know you've been around a little while.
I won't say too long, but you're right.
But that must bring a smile to your face
it for
does. Sure. Northeast Delta Dental, one of our board members used to be Jeff Fellows, who I think was
Absolutely.
Your treasurer for a while. I know he really enjoyed his time there as well. So one of your responsibilities as the first gentleman is sort of making sure that the Bridges House remains state-of-the-art. But maybe take us back and talk a little bit about, generically, the Bridges House. And, of course, it's named after Stiles Bridges, and I encourage everybody that's into history to get the book on Stiles Bridges, or at least Google him and figure out that he, in his time, was pretty remarkable senator from New Hampshire. But maybe talk a little bit in general about the Bridges House.
Sure. Two things. I'll talk a little bit about Stiles Bridges himself. In fact, he's wonderful statesman, not only had been a U.S. senator, but had been a governor of the state. He actually was pretty good friends of a number of politicians in America, including the fact that he rode in Eisenhower's motorcade on the day of the inaugural. So he was well known. He was a great man behind the scenes as well as in front of the scenes. He and his family purchased Bridges House. It was a farmhouse in East Concord that was built in the mid-1800s. In 1969, the family gifted the Bridges House to the state. And then it was used as not only a governor's residence, but a place where legislators and other people can use this place. And it had fallen into disrepair. And that is another wonderful part of this story.
And so given the state of disrepair, I know back in 2004, former First Lady Susan Lynch, Dr. Susan Lynch, launched a real aggressive campaign. And I know I was deeply involved with it. So voila, we have a very functional governor's residence. I think it's very important to make the point that we don't call it a governor's mansion. It's far from that. Of course, it's 100 times better than what it was. But to me, it's a real functional place where now Governor Hassan and other dignitaries can host people from outside of New Hampshire and really feel proud of it.
Yeah, I'm glad you made that point. It's a number of governor's places around the country are indeed mansions. This one is a real home, a home to the citizens of New Hampshire, which is wonderful to see. And in fact, as Susan Lynch and others raised the money for this, they really had in mind the importance of having it open to the public. We want school children from across the state to learn a little bit more about the history of our wonderful state. And we're, in fact, beginning to give tours. We're training people. One of our board members is Scott Spradling, formerly of MUR, and he's helped us write a script. And so we're working on that to make sure that we introduce all citizens. And we open it up to a number of organizations to come on in and use it. Be known, sometimes there are softball games played outside, and there are sometimes inside great meetings of the minds. In fact, it has been a place where, in fact, U.S. presidents have been there. Lyndon Johnson stayed there. I know the Dukakis's were there, and Aristotle Onassis. And so there are a number of famous people who have actually dined in the Bridges House.
And the website is friendsofbridgeshouse.org. That's friendsofbridgeshouse.org. And I know one of my social media folks, Mike Pollan, keeps the website up to date to make sure that people know what's going on. And in addition to the softball game, you also do the holiday tree lighting there, correct?
Yes, we do. And we usually have an Easter egg hunt there for the employees of New Hampshire and their children. And so it's been used quite regularly, which is wonderful. There's a great downstairs with a what they actually call the great room where we host some other functions.
That's great. And the other nice thing about the Bridges House is that nonprofit community groups, although obviously it has to be scheduled, can schedule meetings there. So I know, for example, in my career at Northeast Delta Dental, I've been to several events there. Leadership New Hampshire, as one simple example of that, has hosted an event there. And then I know that we've hosted successful sports teams to meet the governor and so forth. So it's really great, quintessential to me, New Hampshire. And I credit you for keeping it going. So of course, we want to make sure that, 50 years from now, that our people that come after us, Tom, are still using it. So how do you raise funds to maintain it? And I know the state gives a little money to it, although you can maybe talk to the governor about that.
we do.
But I know you have a fundraising golf tournament, so I don't know if you want to talk about that.
Yeah. So we made, through Susan Lynch and the board, we made great progress in terms of raising money to restore it. But there's a number of things that need ongoing maintenance, as well as some of the inside pieces of furniture and wall hangings that we still need to purchase. So that's in our focus right now. So we host a number of things to have fundraising. One is an annual golf tournament, which is happening on Monday the 22nd We also have Christmas ornaments that we have designed. They're wonderful. We also have a buy a brick patio outside to raise some money so we can extend the exterior part and where people could gather. So the board is constantly looking at ways to ensure that we have an increase of revenue so that we can continue the wonderful work it does.
And all that information is on friendsofbridgeshouse.org. And I think it's important because I was kind of kidding Tom there, but the state, of course, has an interest in maintaining it. But it's typical New Hampshire style. There's not a big line item in terms of maintaining it. So it's very important, I think, that all of us participate, buy a brick, buy a Christmas ornament, go on to friendsofbridgeshouse.org to check that out, because we want to make sure that the house never falls in disrepair. Because I can tell you when Dr. Lynch approached me back in 2004, it's night and day. It's coal and diamonds compared to where it was. So before we go to a commercial break, Tom, do you and the governor occasionally stay there now as well?
Yes, I know the governor definitely does, particularly when she's heading up to the North Country the next day. So it's been a wonderful place for her, and every once in a while I'm there as well. So it's fun to be part of New Hampshire history.
There you go. So the website is friendsofbridgeshouse.org, and we'll return after commercial break with more of Tom Hassan and more history related to the Bridges House. Stay tuned, please. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio with Tom Hassan this weekend, June 20th and 21st. And those of my running friends know that I'll be, at this point, as you listen to the show, I'm hopefully, a third of the way up the auto road. This also airs on Sunday, June 21st. And there's another race in Manchester called the Ribfest 5-miler put on by Millennium Running. So running... My running friends, you've got plenty to do this weekend. But this show is all about the Bridges House, and I'm going to bring it back to Tom Hassan, who, of course, is the first gentleman and also has been the headmaster at Phillips Exeter. Tom, we want to talk about the fundraising part of it, and specifically the golf tournament, which is on Monday, June 29th, because I know that we're still looking for a foursome. So why don't you amplify a little bit of the tournament on June 29th?
Sure. Each year, the Bridges House hosts an annual golf tournament, and it's attended by over 100 guests each year. These are members of New Hampshire business and political community, and info about the tournament can be found on the Bridges House website. We still have sponsorships and foursomes available. The foursomes are $600 and includes entry to the tournament as well as a delicious lunch. And after the tournament's over, we have a wonderful live auction, including a lot of tickets, Red Sox tickets, and in fact, a pancake breakfast that I'll cook over at the Bridges House. And this follows a great tradition over time. I know Dorothy Peterson, when she was first lady of the state, would cook pancakes every week for friends of New Hampshire, so I'm going to resurrect that.
Super, Tom, and I hear you. I hear from the governor you do a really nice job with that.
So that's about the only thing
I'm for. I'm with you, on that. So I encourage us all to buy a foursome and participate. I know Delta Dental's a sponsor because, again, this is quintessential New Hampshire. There's some state funding for it, but a lot of the funding to maintain the Bridges House for future generations really does depend on what I call the private public partnership. And it is at Concord Country Club, so that's a coup because they don't do that many tournaments. So that did the governor use her influence on that?
No, actually, Deborah Douglas and Cindy McLaughlin are wonderful co-sponsors of this, and they're board members, longtime board members, and they get us there, so we appreciate their work on this effort.
And again, that's about a week from now, Monday, June 29th, and of course I know Deb and Cindy, I was involved with the board, and I'm glad to see that their high-level energy is still involved. And
absolutely.
And Tom mentioned the website, and it is friendsofbridgeshouse.org, and all the information will be there. So I expect to see you at Concord Country Club. So you mentioned that Occasionally, the governor will stay there if she has a meeting, maybe the next morning at the in the North Country and so forth. And also that the public is welcome to go for tours and the certain events there, like the holiday tree lightings. Historically, has any governor lived there full time? You mentioned the Petersons. Did they do that for a while?
Yeah, they did. And then I think just over time, things fell into disrepair. I think the Sununus decided, given the size and given the smaller size of the upstairs and their large family, that didn't quite work. And it did fall in disrepair. And some of the interesting moments as you go through the tour of the house, we have some pictures of the before and after, and as you know, Tom, it really was a radical and wonderful transformation back to its original splendor.
Exactly, and again, I must say that as beautiful as it now is, it's still, you know, I would call it functional, you know, and again, I know that some of our frustrations when it fell into disrepair was if a governor wanted to host, you know, dignitaries coming in from out of town, you really could not do it there. Now you can proudly host an event there, and it's not the Taj Mahal, but it is very functional. And again, that to me is pretty quintessential in New Hampshire.
And there's also just wonderful touches of the state there, including some wonderful murals that are on the walls, and a clock that was in the train station from the old Concord train station, and just, you know, some wonderful pieces of New Hampshire right there.
Now, Tom, I should know this, but I haven't been there in a few months. Has the moose returned?
No, the moose has not.
is the moose was? Someone had told me that the moose was now with Senator Ayotte. I don't know where it is.
I'm not quite sure where it was, but someone also told me it wasn't a moose from New Hampshire, so I think we have to have New Hampshire items right in the house.
That's too funny. And in addition, of course, to Tom, many of the supporters of the renovation obviously was spearheaded by Dr. Susan Lynch, but we had many other former first spouses like Beverly Powell Woodward, Anna King, Dorothy Peterson, Gil Thompson, Kathy Gregg, Nancy Sununu, and Heather Merrill. It was great. I know a lot of the board meetings early on, it was great to see all of the former first spouses there, and they were really committed to, you know, restoring it.
Yeah, and in fact, we had a fundraising event at the house about a year ago, which brought together a lot of the first families, former first families, with the current one to just be together, and it was a wonderful, wonderful evening.
That must have been quite moving. So, as you kind of envision it, Tom, you meet regularly as a board, and is the ultimate goal is to really make sure that this residence is there forever for the people of New Hampshire.
Absolutely. Two objectives I see. One is to make sure that we have the maintenance money and all of the furnishings that we want, and for in support of what the real objective is to have that house open for the citizens of New Hampshire.
That's great. And you had mentioned earlier, too, that it's given a great opportunity for history education for school children, so schools do visit the residents. And also, as I've mentioned, the community cultural events and other not-for-profits that can put on events there, and all you really have to do is, you know, coordinate with the governor's office, correct?
Right, absolutely.
And it's a great way to, you know, host an event. And quite candidly, I think as well, business development, economic development opportunities that the governor may host for business leader who may be considering, you know, relocating to New Hampshire. So who are some of the current board members? I used to love going there. So I've missed it for the last couple of years, but is Dr. Cyril Dupuis still on the board?
Oh, absolutely. He's been a longtime wonderful supporter. And in fact, I've added someone from Phillips Exeter, Jack Herney, who's a former history teacher there, because we want to bring in some of that historical side of it. And we're looking at the library that's in the house. We want to make sure we get as many books from New Hampshire authors that are in there, and we have a number of other folks who are just deeply, deeply committed over a long period of time. And I mentioned the folks who can help us also do a lot of fundraising to make sure that we get the furnishings and the maintenance that we need.
So let's circle back now to Stiles Bridges. You mentioned how really famous he was and the Eisenhower connection. I think if you could emphasize that even more, because I'm such a student of history, and even I, you know, when I first got involved with Dr. Susan Lynch, I didn't realize how connected Stiles Bridges was to the overall overarching strategy of the United States. So tell us a little bit more about Stiles.
Yeah, so he's a man of great deep commitment to the state, and a man who went down to Washington and after serving nobly the Granite State right here, and had great influence across party lines.
Wouldn't that be nice today, Tom?
It would be. We should clone him.
Bring him back.
And also what's fun, when you get into Bridges' house, there's a whole wall of a number of pictures of the house and of Stiles Bridges and his time both in the state and down in Washington. And you can get that feel of great history coming out. And he really is a statesman and a person who was able to show New Hampshire at its best on the national stage.
And again, there's a great book called Stiles Bridges, Yankee Senator by James Kepper. And I think if you haven't read that, it'd be worth it to go on Amazon and take a read. And I think that's one of the other beautiful things about the Bridges House. It gives you that, as you said, Tom, that, you know, that sense of history. And I know that you're committed to not only the making sure that it's around for another 100 years, but also as an opportunity to educate school-age children on the history of New Hampshire.
In fact, when I meet with other spouses of governors, there's a lot of talk of how to kind of make the place accessible. And I think New Hampshire does it just the right way, which is it's a wonderfully right-sized place. It's a wonderful way to we open up the doors, and we just want it to be really the people's house.
The people's house, exactly, was the mantra that we were using. So the website is friendsofbridgeshouse.org, friendsofbridgeshouse.org, and I'm really acquainted with that website because one of my social media people, Delta Dental, always keeps it up to date, and he's always looking for new tidbits. And I think, as Todd mentioned, there are plenty of opportunities for all of us to participate in a small or larger way, but there's the Buy a Brick campaign, there's the Christmas ornament, and of course there's the golf tournament on June 29th right here in the Concord Country Club on that Monday, June 29th, and foursomes are $600, so you'll be golfing that day, right?
Well, I'll be there cheering people on.
So you golf like me then.
Exactly. And I also want to mention one other board member, Lisa Nelthrup, who is a wonderful artist who designed the ornaments and also has done the murals in Bridges House. And she's incredibly talented and shares New Hampshire through her artwork with others.
That's terrific. Tom, I really so much appreciate the energy you've put behind the Bridges House, because we never wanted to go into a state of repair. And I know that you have a very busy academic career, which I know is winding down. But I know that the last time I saw the governor, she told me your travel schedule. And I guess you guys hadn't seen each other for like a month. So they're working you right to your day of retirement.
Exactly, exactly. And the final word I want to say is a huge thank you to Susan Lynch, who had the vision and the follow through to make this happen. And she's still very much an integral board member and has been just an inspiration to me, and I want to carry on her good work.
That's a great shout-out. Dr. Susan Lynch definitely had the vision, and a lot of people got involved and worked, but without her vision and perseverance, and she was, like I say, at it since 2004. So the website, again, is friendsofbridgeshouse.org. Go on there. Take a look at the golf tournament opportunity on June 29th. Tom Raffio with Tom Hassan will return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.